Okay, what I'm noticing about preparing the Maharal and the Parsha, one of the amazing things about the Maharal is that, you know, in the Sefer I'm using to prepare, which basically collects the Maharal's statements from all over, all of his 20 Svarim that he wrote, connects them to the Parsha, like what's going to happen this week, is that once he sends me to one location, so then the Maharal in that location is so vast and so deep and has so many profound ideas that I end up sticking with that idea. But we'll try to give you both one major idea as opposed to a little bit of a survey of the ideas of the Maharal that are in the parasha. But I'm really starting to really appreciate the depth of the Maharal's comments. If you're familiar with the very beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, the very beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah speaks about a bris, a covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters into with Klal Yisrael. And it's no accident that Nitzavim Vayelech every year comes out right before Rosh Hashanah during the month of Elul. Basically, if you had to summarize the main theme of the whole Parshas Nitzavim, the main theme is Tshuva. The whole Perek Lamed is called the Perek of Tshuva and all of Chumash. There's a lot of the Umala Hashem Vavcha, Vata Tashuv. The whole parak is all about tshuva. And right before that parak, parak Chavtes, is the beginning of Nitzavim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers together all of the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, right, you're all here, La'avcha, Bevitz Hashem Lekecha. And the Torah says something very interesting about this bris. V'lo itchem levadchem. I'm on page 590, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'lo itchem levadchem. Anochi koreitz the bris hazos. Moshe Rabbeinu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not entering into this covenant just with you. That's all hazos. I forgot to mention this morning's shir is sponsored is being sponsored by Rabbi Max and Shraya and family. L'zeich nishmas Rebbe's and Tovi Shraya, Aleh HaShalom. HaRabbanis, Tovi Bas, Reb Shav, Seh Alevi, Aleh HaShalom. May the neshama have an aliyah in the merit of the learning that we do. So, the bris is not just with individuals, not just with those individuals who are perched on the border of the land of Israel, ready to go into Israel, but Ki es asher yeshno po imano amed hayom. This bris is with those who are standing here today. L'fnei Hashem Elokeinu ve'es asher einenu po imano hayom. This bris is going both for those who are standing here and those who are not standing here. There's a little bit of a dispute. Who are those who are not standing there? So let's take a look at comments of the Maharal. And basically, if you look, the whole first two pages is one long discussion of the Maharal and one of the Maharal Svarim called Netzach Yisrael. The Sefer called Netzach Yisrael, that deals with the eternity of the Jewish people. The eternity, that's what the book is called, Netzach Yisrael, the eternity of the Jewish people. And I think that the messages that the Maharal says on this Pasuk are so, so relevant to us here in the month of Elul, trying to take ourselves to the next level in the tshuva process, which is so appropriate for what we're trying to do. Uv Shmos Rabba, take a look, gentlemen. Shmos Rabba, the Medrash on Shmos, it states, Ra'ora Isi Yisani Ami Va'ireid Lahatzilo Ki Yodati Yismacho Vav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have seen the poverty of my nation, and I have come down to save him, even though Ki Yodati Yismacho Vav. I know my nation's pain. So the Medrash comments on this pasuk. Yodea ani kama asidim lahach iveni. The Medrash comments, I know how much my people are going in the future to cause pain to me. I know that my people are going to sin. Kama yamruhu bamidbar, etc. Vaaval pikein, even though I know how much my people is going to sin, even though my people are sinners, eini nimna milugalon. I'm not going to hold back from redeeming them. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Hadavar Hazeh, this is still from the Medrash. Hadavar Hazeh Shafat Asniel Ben Knaz L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribon Shel Olam, this is the judgment that Asniel Ben Knaz passed about the Jewish people in front of Hashem. Ribon Shel Olam, Hiftachta Es Moshe, Bein osim mitzamcha, bein ein osim mitzamcha, ata galam. Listen to this, gentlemen. Asniel ben Knas said that you promised Moshe Rabbeinu, whether the Jewish people follow in your commandments or the Jewish people don't follow in your commandments, either way, they're going to be redeemed. Shene'emar, v'atihi olav ruach elokim v'yishmor es Yisrael. That's by Asniel ben Knas. L'kach k'siv ki adati esmach ovav. Says the Medrash there, that's why it says ki adati esmach ovav. Ad kan. V'ratza lomar explains the Maral, the Medrash, ki bevadei habris shekarasim Avram losa. The covenant that God entered into with Avram Avinu never left. Shahrei lo nasan gvul v'keitz l'bris hazeh. There was no end to it. Rak amar l'bris olam, forever. V'achash akenu, lam yibatel habris b'shvil dor echad o shtayim shechatu. Why should the bris be negated for one or two generations that sinned? V'ye batel habris mizera Avram sh'adayin lo noldu. How is that going to affect the bris in the kids that haven't yet been born? L'chein amar b'parshas atem nitzavim, and it's for this reason that it says in our parsha, v'lo itchem levadchem anochi koreis et habris hazos, ki es asher yeshno po, etc. U'me'ata, eich efsher sheyichros brisim asher lo noldu adayin. How could it be that a covenant, this is what everybody asks on this pasuk, how could it be that a covenant is binding on those people who were not yet born into the Jewish people, who aren't there? Ve'enam bolam. Aval hadavar boros. So therefore the Maral says the answer to both questions is the same. Aval hadavar barur, lefi, shekaras brisim Avraham mitzat shehu haschoas ha'uma b'chlal. That God entered into a covenant with the Jewish people, with Avram Avinu, not with Avram Avinu qua Avram Avinu. He didn't enter into a bris with Avram as an individual, Avram and those people who were there at that time. That wasn't the covenant, no. Lefi shekaras bris mitzat shehu haschoas ha'uma b'chlal. God entered into a covenant with Avram Avinu because he was the beginning of the nation. V'chein b'Yisrael hu omer, she'ein kore, and similarly now, v'chein b'Yisrael hu omer, she'ein kore yisbris yimai mitzat she'ein pratim. He's not entering into a covenant. What he's trying to say here is that he's not entering into a covenant with the Jewish people because of the individuals that happen to be standing in front of him at this particular juncture, as momentous as it might be of Jewish history. Elarak mitzad ha'uma, dahayu shem Yisrael. The covenant that God has with the Jewish people is not about individuals, it's about the nation of Israel. V'davar zeh kolal osa shehim ata lufano. V'chein osim shenoldu achakach. This bris is not about individuals, and therefore it's not only about those standing in front of him, it's even for those who are going to be born later, like you and me. Shekulam shem uma Yisrael es aleim. We are all called part of the Jewish nation. Omeacha shekenu echi tachen lamar ki apratim asher chatu. If that's true, so if there's individuals who sin here and there, how could that yivatlu abris asher hayachal alahuma klalis? The bris is not going to be batel for a few people, even a few generations that sin, because the nation in general is still bound by the bris. Lo mitzad asher heim elu, but prat rak mitzad klal. V'spar lecha, ki Hashem yisparach, asher lokach Yisrael elav, lo haya hasiba b'shvil tzidkas Yisrael ma'aseim. The Maharal repeats this idea many, many times. The reason why we are the chosen nation is not because we ever did anything to deserve being the chosen nation. That is not the nature of our relationship. It's not, Hashem didn't choose us because of our righteousness. Rak b'chira klalit. The davar zem b'vor b'kam m'komos, u'bal zed erichama ne'amana b'kam m'komos, l'kach lo shayach lomar b'sur hasiba. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to say if the Jewish people sin, we're out. Shehu tzidkas Yisrael yosur ha'mesovev. That if the reason, meaning the righteousness of the Jewish people stops being righteous, so that means that we're no longer the chosen people. So the fact that he chose us as his nation has nothing to do with our righteousness. Now he does say, certainly it's true that when the Jewish people behaves better, they have a closer relationship with Hashem. When the Jewish people behave worse, they have a further relationship. He'll add his hashkacha or take it away. Avol mikol makom, however, says the Maral, etzem habechira lo haya b'shul shum ma'isa klal. God's choosing us was not because of any specific thing that we did, which it follows, gentlemen, from this, it follows that when each of us takes a few moments, hopefully, it's already 3/4 of the way through the month of Elul. It's about time, right? It's about time that we begin thinking about the fact that this coming week, Haba Aleinu Letova, we're going to have Rosh Hashanah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit in judgment of us. He's going to sit in judgment of our people. So one of the great sources of strength of this judgment is the fact that we are the chosen nation, despite the fact of having sinned, the fact that we are part of the nation. I've said many, many times in this context that the more a person attaches himself to the nation and views himself as part of the nation and does things to attach himself, that's why there's a very beautiful custom that before Rosh Hashanah, everyone should make sure to give tzedakah, should make sure to give tzedakah, especially before Rosh Hashanah, because that attaches you to part of the Jewish nation and reaffirms your commitment with this piece of that bris that is not connected to sin, because you're part of the nation. V'im yomar ha'adam, hari bevadai, kol pu'ula ba'olam, v'mikol shkin ha'pul ha'shem yisbarach, tzarech siba v'tachlis sh'shem yifal. See, now he starts moving away from Parshas Nitzavim, but we'll go a little bit into it. If a person will say, listen, God doesn't do things for no reason, so you're telling me that he didn't choose the Jewish people because we were any good, because we did anything special to deserve it, so then why did he in fact choose us? Listen to what he says over here, amazing. Amazing. Tzarech siba v'tachlis, he says, anything that happens in the world happens for a reason. Certainly something that God does. If you're going to tell me that God didn't choose the Jewish people because we did anything actually to deserve it, why did God choose the Jewish people? The Maharal wants to know. If it wasn't because we were so great, well then why did he choose us? He could have chosen anybody. Now again, I don't have the time to go into the in-depth of all three reasons of his answer, but we are going to discuss two of his reasons. Aval davar zeh nireh midivrei chachamim ki yesh shalosh sibos asher hem hayu mechayvos habechira hazos asher bachar Hashem yisparach v'yisrach. There are three reasons that God chose the Jewish people, he says. V'hasibos ha'elu ein lahem tmura klal. And these reasons do not have any replacement. Velo bitul klal, and these reasons are never going to be batel. That's why God's relationship with the Jewish people is eternal. They can never be traded in. The Jewish people can never be traded in. As bad as we get, and as far away as we get, we can never be traded in. He says there's three reasons, and these three reasons symbolize an eternal, profound connection with the Jewish people that can never be changed. So says the Maharal. Now again, two of them I understand well. One of them I'm sharing with you that we're still early in the Maharal. I don't yet have all the Svarim. I'm still collecting all the Svarim that helped me understand some of the deep ideas. The two ideas of the Maharal I think are pretty clear. One of them is very difficult to understand. I even left it out of the Sheetz B'chah. This was about a 20-page piece. So I'm only taking out the highlights here. Look what he says. Vasiba Harishona, he says the first reason that God chose the Jewish people, he hatorah. Asher efshar mi balada. It is impossible to exist without it. Once God decided to create this world with his will, muchrach gam kein lenasina satorah zos liyisrael. Part and parcel of God's decision to create the world was God's decision to have the Torah be that which runs the world. If the Jewish people, the Medrash says, if the Jewish people receive the Torah, then the world will be able to exist. But if the Jewish people won't receive the Torah, then I'm going to return the world to nothingness, to tohu vavohu. Rabosai, the Maharal's Svarim, where he talks about Torah, which many people have the custom to learn prior to Shavuos, that's called Teferes Yisrael. Teferes Yisrael is all about the Jewish people's relationship with Torah. That's what Teferes Yisrael is about. Netzach Yisrael, which we're learning now, is all about the eternity of the Jewish people. That's what the book Netzach Yisrael. But he says, like I wrote in my book, the Teferes, in Yinzeh, Shalis and the Sinas HaTorah Yisrael, Hashlama Labrias Olam. V'im ein kabbalas ha-torah ha-briya b'teila. V'hitov avo v'im laharach kan ki harach nisham bazeh. I don't have to go so long here because I already did it in Tferes Yisrael. But in other words, in Tferes Yisrael he went for 300 pages. Here he only went for 20 pages. V'adas v'aseichem mechayev gam ken zeb mofes choteich. Ki iev shalach lomar b'shem panim shem nesim esatar b'shel tovas Yisrael. Wow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Torah to the Jewish people just to benefit the Jewish people. No. Don't worry, he's going to come back to this and say, of course, it does provide benefit for the Jewish people, but that's not why God gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah because he needed his world to exist. That's why he gave us the Torah. And that is a reason that cannot be changed, because if God wants the world to exist, then the Torah is going to have to continue to exist, and if God wants the Torah to continue to exist, then the Jewish people are going to have to continue to exist, because we are the people that God chose to give the Torah to, and that wasn't a choice, as we're going to see in a second. We said Nasa Vinishma, hold on tight, listen. The giving of the Torah to the Jewish people is not because God wanted to do something good for us for our benefit, no. It's a yoke. The mitzvahs are not for our own personal pleasure. That's not a contradiction. Like I explained in my book, Tiferes Yisrael, at length. Of course it's the truth that the Torah is tremendously good for us. But the original giving of the Torah to the Jewish people, sure, what we get out of it is a way of life, is tremendous goodness, is tremendous joy and pleasure. But the reason God gave it to us originally was not only simply for that. Rak b'gzeira kamo melech shegozer gzeirosev al avodav lo'ol aleim. V'ata yishli yishol. Just give me a second, he's going to develop it. Give me a second, I see the questions already beginning to arise. But just let him explain himself. Give him a minute. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the Yud Gimel Midos. We're going to start tomorrow night. We're going to start tomorrow night with the Yud Gimel Midos. We say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Mechanan, Elerech HaPayim, V'Rav Chesed. Sa'av She Yisparach Rav Chesed. Lama Nasan Ol Torah Aleinu, Ve'in Ol Zel Torah Yisrael. If the purpose wasn't for our benefit, so why do you place this yoke on us? Im lo nomar ki kach gozar Hashem yisparach kmo shesidir abriya kolechav echad beseda roilo shlo yishan echad mehem sidra shenosan lekolechad kmo shetiknu chok uzman nasan lehem shal yishan os tafkidam vein sofik shechok azeh nasan lehem begzera. Right? The sun shines in the day, that's not a choice, right? The moon shines at night, that's not a choice. When rain grows and the grass grows, God made up order in the Bria. There are rules. There are rules of nature that God set up in the world. Says the Maharal, one of the rules of nature that God set up the world is that the world can't function without the Torah. He says, Shekach Gozar Hashem Yisparach, V'kach Ba'atzmo Nosan Torah Yisrael, V'nosan Lehem Chok, Heim Chukas HaTorah, K'mo She'ezbar B'chibra HaTeferes Barichos, U'lakach Amru Zal Shem Lo Hayu Mekablan HaTorah. That's why the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, if the Jewish people would not have accepted the Torah, HaYakadosh Baruch Hu Machzir Kol HaOlam Tov Avo. That's what it means. If the Jewish people would not have accepted the Torah, God would have returned the whole world to nothingness. And the entire creation was waiting until the sixth of Sivan. Hashishi. By here, by Roke Yom Hashishi. Im Yikablu Yisrael HaTorah Mutav Im Lo Yachzik Olam Tov Avo. Zev Bekiyim Ein Kan Torah Batel Chok V'Seder Olam Asheroi La Lios Noig. So, thinking about just, again, just taking a breath in the middle to just bring this down to our level a little bit, bring this down to the year Tufshin, Ayin, Erev Tufshin, Ayin Hay. So if we said before that if you attach yourself more to Klal Yisrael, so that helps out your judgment, if a person attaches himself more to the Torah is the whole foundation and fundamental principle, according to the Maharal, of why the world exists. So when we're thinking about things to take upon ourselves for the new year, and I hope that everybody will think upon themselves certain things to accept upon ourselves, and the merit of the little things that we're going to accept upon ourselves to be better in whatever areas that we've been lacking in the past year, one little area or one little acceptance. So maybe it should be to attaching ourselves more to the study of Torah in some way. The Seder Shabita Mitzaso Batel Kulo. an order that a little bit of it is gone all of it. Kilo shay chatzis seder. Me'achar ki nesinas haTorah hechrichi. Since the giving of the Torah had to be yimasher harzeh shabachar Hashem Yisbarach b'Yisrael me'achar sheyesh behem Torahso. Because God saw fit to it to attach the Jewish people to the Torah. Now again, I guess a person could ask, well, why did he choose us to give the Torah to? So he talks about that. Again, that's part of the 20 pages that's not here. V'davarzeh ein tzarich biur. This does not need a lot of explanation. Ki haTorah goremes hachibur im Yisrael. The Torah causes God's attachment to the Jewish people. V'akol modim b'zeh v'nispar v'chibur ha-teferes v'yispar od b'samach. U'beperek, let's see if maybe it comes a little bit more clear from, again, I just chose that little nuggets here. U'beperek Rabbi Akiva in Masechta Shabbos, v'yisyatsu b'sachta sahar. Ah, Amar Rav Avdin, this is a beautiful piece, and I think I've said this before, along these lines. V'yitziyasu v'tachta sahar, Amar Rav Avdin Baracham, Amlam v'chikaf alarm, harki gigas, God suspended the mountain over the Jewish people like a gigas, like a bowl. V'amar lam, imatem v'kabim v'satora, if you accept the Torah, good. V'imlav sham teik v'rasem, and if not, I'm going to bury you under this mountain. So come on, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold us responsible for keeping the Torah if he forced us into it? Ubir Inyan Zeh explains the Maharal. Why did God have to force the Jewish people to accept the Torah? What does it mean that God held a mountain over us and forced it? Even though the Jewish people already said, the Jewish people already willingly accepted it. Why did God have to suspend the mountain over the Jewish people if we already willingly accepted it? The famous kasha says the Maharal El Atam ki Kabbalah Satora Hechrichi. God did not want the Jewish people's acceptance of the Torah to be something that they decided to do of their own free will and volition. God didn't want it that way. V'ilu ha'yu mekabalan esatora meretzonam, ha'yu svurim, the Jewish people would have thought ki adavar tola bedasim. When we want, we want. When we don't feel like it, we don't feel like it. V'afshe she appeared the davar zeshim lo yishmer ator yeh bitl in esinasa. Aval ata shahisa kabal esator hechrichi. But now that God forced us into it, and here again the Maharal stresses, for those of you who were here 2 weeks ago, he stresses the same idea we talked about, that when a man rapes a woman, he has to stay married to her forever, if you remember from 2 weeks ago. So he quotes that same thing, the Maharal, you'll see in all of his farm. He repeats a lot of what he says in other places. V'imkein, yev sheshiyev bitala v'asarol davarzeh, ki im nesim nesatar v'kabalos mechuyav, if we had to accept it, kol shkin shemechuyav shlotei bitala Torah, v'medrish matzasit, k'shibo yisrael l'kabalos Torah, kapalim harki yisrael anusim, we were forced, l'kabalos Torah, uksiv eitzel ones. And what does it say by forcing? Lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav, if you rape a woman, you can never get rid of her. Right? If you marry a woman voluntarily, you can divorce her too. But if you force the woman into the relationship, if you raped her, something that's forced, it can never leave. I apologize about the fact that I'm not yelling. I got to save my voice for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Lekach amra Torah al hama'aneses ha'isha v'as ha'chibur b'hechreach lo yuchel ha'shalcha kol yama v'chin Hashem Yisparach nar b'chim b'zem Yisrael. So in a certain sense, please don't. So in a certain sense, Hashem raped the Jewish people. V'chein Hashem Yisparach nohag b'chibur, Hashem attached himself to us in a forced way. He attached himself to us in a forced way. Hachibur she'asa ha'yachrihi sh'ari kafa aleim harki gigas l'kabal ha'sator v'kabal ha'sator v'etzem hachibur k'mo sh'esbar l'kach ein ha'sator l'chibur zeh v'kach l'fi emes sh'achibur ha'zeh mochach u'mikevin shu mochach ein lo pir l'dor v'zeh klal v'yadvar v'sher amarnu ramzu chacham v'dereyim. And this is already hinted to in the Tosfos. So let's just take a pause here for 1 second. The first reason that he gives of why God chose the Jewish people is because together with the choosing of the Jewish people, we are the people who received the Torah. And that receiving the Torah was not optional. It was mandatory. And once it was mandatory, so since we are the upholders of the Torah, we are the reason that the world continues to exist. And that's why we must continue to exist forever, because we are the upholders of the Torah. So gentlemen, again, you all know, again, this is the 10th year this year or the 11th year this year? I think it might be it's either the 10th or the 11th year. I'll think about it. I got to get the official statistician. But I think it's the, I don't know, 10th? I think it's 10th also. I think it's the 10th year this year. So all of you know, we're starting the 11th, okay? We're starting the 11th. I think you're right. We're starting the 11th year this year. Okay, I have to figure that out. So you all know over these 11 years how much I have stressed, and again, I know I'm preaching to the choir. I know I'm preaching to the choir. But how much I have stressed, and how unfortunately there's so many people who haven't yet figured this out. How crucial the study of Torah is for the Jewish people. How crucial. And how those people, even though they're Orthodox, those people who have not yet learned the connection that the study of Torah, having a regular time each week that a person sets aside each day, for those who can, each week, having a regular time to set aside for the study of Torah, how that completely transforms a person's religious experience in his life. And how unfortunately those people who have not yet been exposed to the beauty and the depth and the profundity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So you see here the Maharal saying, forget about the Torah being for the benefit of the Jewish people. Forget about it, all those things. The Torah is hechrechi. The Torah is the whole reason for the existence of the world. And the Jewish people who are learners of the Torah and practicers of the Torah, this is holding up the entire world. Now, what's the third reason? I skipped the second reason because I frankly did not understand it. But the third reason, and then I also want to give you a little bit of a survey of the rest of the parasha, because I know, again, so the people who like one long thing, you got your one long thing. The people who like to get a bunch of little things, we're going to do that for those people right now. So let's see, Gimel, what's the third reason that God chose the Jewish people? Again, the first reason I understood 90%. The third reason I understand 70%, the second reason I understood 10%, so that's why I didn't quote it. Hasiba Gimel, Mitzad Shlemos HaBriya Asher B'Yisrael, Asher Mitzad HaZer Roi Shei Yisrael L'Chelech Hashem Yisbar, Ki HaSholem Roi El HaSholem, Kamo Shei Yisbar. He says that somehow the Jewish people have a certain Shlemos, we have a certain completeness. Ki Umazos Etzem B'Riyasam B'Shlemos HaGomer, when God created the Jewish people, He created us with a specific type of shlemus, of completeness, of wholeness. So don't look at the Jewish people sin. How can we be complete if we sin? Don't look at the sins. In our essence, the Jewish people are pure. Our sins that we do, the Maharal explains, are external to us. And one of the big pieces of tshuva, one of the big pieces that we have to think about before Rosh Hashanah, during Elul, as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, we have to realize, and we have to view, and I've said this so many times, we have to view our sins not as part of who we are in our essence, but in our essence we are pure, in our essence we have shlemus. If we would only look inside ourselves, and we tend to view ourselves as defiled in essence. When we view ourselves, we are honest with ourselves, we view ourselves as in essence as being defiled. And the Maharal here is saying that no, God chose the Jewish people because fundamentally deep inside we are pure, we have a certain shlemos. That's what our avos and imahos that we came from, that's what they were created from. And we have a piece of that inside ourselves as well. God is perfect and He created us with a certain type of perfection, lo yusam imen, which can never be leave us. Sin is not going to change anything. Sin is not part of our essence. Sin is something that we just happen to do. Our fathers and mothers that we came from were kedoshim utahorim. V'hinei etzem shelahem tov. That's where we came from. The fundamental essence of us is good. Ve'ein bitel ha'chet shehu b'mikre mevatel ha'bechir shebachar ben b'shvil ha'shlemus shebahem. God shows us because of a certain shlemus that He planted within us when He created us. Shehu davar atzmi b'Yisrael v'davar zeh baror. fine. I just thought an interesting point for us to also think about before Rosh Hashanah, that we should realize, Elokai, I've said this so many times, Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahorahi, that we each have a neshama tahorahi. There goes there to explain what's the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. He talks about that the non-Jews also have tzelem elokim. They also have tzelem elokim. But the physical has much more shlita in the non-Jew, as opposed to in the Jew, that the spiritual, that God created us, that the neshama has much more shlita because of the Torah, because we study Torah, that allows the neshama to take over the guf. Oh, let's continue. Vida. Now, he now goes on to the next pasuk. Take a look. Now, what causes a person to stray? It's very important if we're thinking before Rosh Hashanah about being better people, and I hope we are. So in the last 8 minutes of this year, if we're thinking about being better people, so we have to realize what is it that causes a person to stray. So take a look. This is the parasha of Teshuvah. There's no accents before Rosh Hashanah every year. Take a look. Now we saw a lot of goyim. Ki atem yidatem es asher yashavnu be'eretz Yisrael. I'm still on page 590 in the Chumash Pasuk Tesov. Ki atem yidatem es asher yashavnu be'eretz Yisrael. Ve'is asher avarnu bekerav goyim asher avartem vatirus shikutseim. You saw what the some of the non-Jews have. Shikutseim giyuim eitz evan kezav. Now says Moshe Rabbeinu, pen yesh bachem. But maybe in the Jewish people there's somebody. Isha isha mishpacha shevet asher levavo pone hayom ayom asher lokein lo'eches avos lokein goyim ahem. Maybe there's some of us that would love to copy some of the practices of the non-Jews. Says the Maharal in his sefer called Be'er HaGola. V'da, ki bitel hadas al yidei dalet kitos. He says there's four types of sinners. Don't worry, we're only going to do one of them. That's the one that's discussed over here. Ha'achas, kasher hadas hu kaved al ha'adam. Someone who feels Judaism as a burden, and the guy, he says, don't bother me. I don't want somebody else telling me what to do. By the way, nobody likes somebody else telling him what to do. So his Yetzirah says, I don't want to have this yoke. I want to do what my heart wants to do. Therefore, he throws off the yoke of religion to go do what he wants to do, to go worship the other gods. Sometimes it's the sports gods, sometimes it's the illicit sexual behavior gods. It's not because he has a philosophical problem with Judaism. No, it's not that he's got the wrong hashkafas. Raksha, yir tel alechas b'shrius libo hara. I just want to do what I want to do. V'davar zem machlish hadas. Don't tell me what to do. We see a lot of people that stray from Yiddishkeit, a lot of people who we might know at work or other places that don't tell me what to do. I don't like people telling me what to do. The davar zeh machlish hadas, and this causes a tremendous weakness in the religion. Ki acherim nimshachim achra, because once you see your friends starting to give certain things up, so that causes everybody to want to do that. Ki kol pirtza. The kalos sheyifrots od yoser zeh harisha. Right. Anytime there's a little breach, anytime you see a breach, once there's a breach, it's easier for it to continue to widen. Right. If you have a suit and you have a little hole in the suit, if there's no hole in the suit, it's hard to get that first hole. But once there's a hole, it's very easy to keep opening up. Right. Like once one kid leaves the yeshiva, then all of a sudden the second kid, third kid. That's the way it goes. So what's the lesson for us over here? People don't like to do what they have to do. People don't like to do what they have to do. People like to be independent. Right? You have a big Yetzirah to do something that you have to do. That's why God Olam Mitzuva Osa Mishenu Mitzuva Osa. So the Pasuk is telling us over here that's the Maharal is saying this is one of the things that we have to learn how to accept things upon ourselves. We have to learn that it's not about what we want to do. We have to learn to live our lives for others. We have to learn to subjugate ourselves and subjugate our wills a little bit. And the Maharal continues. Continues and says as follows. Right. Ki ha-mitzvah azos. Let's turn a little bit to the end of the parasha, 593. Ki ha-mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. This mitzvah. The Rashi says two pshatim. It might mean Talmud Torah or it might mean tshuva. This mitzvah, lo nifle simimcha v'lo rechoka, it's not far away from you. Says the Maharal. This is from the Maharal Sefer Derech Chaim. That's the Maharal's commentary on Pirkei Avos. The Maharal, we're going to do two pieces from the Maharal's Pirkei Avos in the last 3.5 minutes of the shiur. Avol perush advar ma'el ki ha-kosu b'oloma ki'in ha-Torah inyin gashmi. The Torah is not physical. Ki advar magashmiim shayach behem haruch rochak. It's possible to be far away from something physical. Ulufa'amim heim rechokim min ha'adam ha'shiyev shalavu aleim. Ba'amar. So what's the pasuk saying here? Lo rechokahi lo niflei simichov lo. Ba'amar she'en ha'Torah ha'sichlis kach. Since the Torah is not physical, so it can't be far away. Ki hu bilti gashmis, the adavar of bilti gashmi, something that's not gashmi, it's not physical, hu karov hu rachok. Hu rachok mitzad ma'alasu ha'al yonav hu karov she'en lo richok makom. Ulekach amar ha'kosav ala Torah. Ki ha'Torah azos lo nifles v'lo rechokim imcha kloma she'en lo rochak gashmi. We have to understand when we're thinking about taking upon ourselves certain new things for the new year, hopefully we are. So you have to realize that we think that, I'm a physical person. What connection do I have to the Torah? What connection do I have if I want to attach myself more to Torah? If I want to attach myself more to mitzvot? So we think it's rechoka. We think it's far away. We think it's not me. So the Maharal is saying over here that since the Torah is not something physical, we don't have to view it as far away. If I'm here, so that bookcase is over there. It's far away from me because it's physical and I'm here. But the Torah is not something physical, so we don't realize it's inside us. We don't realize it's far away from us in a certain respect that it's difficult to comprehend sometimes. But once you comprehend it, it's not far. It's inside you. It's part of your neshama. It's part of what we were destined to do. That's what the Torah is telling us. Lo bashamayimi, v'lo me'ever layami. I said over this week in to the Lev Shlomo boys, somebody else should go get it for us. It's not up to somebody else. It's close to us. And finally, the next pasuk, and this we're going to close with this. What does the pasuk say over here? Take a look. Yeah, you got to see this pasuk. This is we're going to close with this. You got to see this pasuk. The very last pasuk of Parshas Nitzav. Ha'idosi b'chem ayom es ha'shamayim es ha'aretz. It's the bottom of page 593. I hereby testify that the heavens and the earth. Ha'chaim v'amaves osati l'fanecha. I've given you life and death, the choice between life and death. Ha'bracha v'achol. U'v'charta b'chaim l'man tichya atav v'zarecha. You shall choose life. La'ava es ha'shem elokecha. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shma b'kolo u'ludav kabo. If you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that'll cause you to listen to His voice and to attach yourself to Him. Ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. That's the secret to life. A person attaching himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the secret to the Sefer HaChaim is attaching yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to the Maharal words about this and we'll close with this. V'yesh l'chol adas od, ma sheharabanut koveres ba'aleha. Thinking that you're in charge, that you have mastery over somebody else, that buries those people who think they have that mastery. Ki ha'adam u'mekabel achiyus v'akim me'ashem yisparach shu elokim chayim. U'mashpia achayim v'akim lanimtsaim kulam. God is mashpia life to everything that exists. V'nei kol asher hu osa atzmo mekabel shu mashpil atzmo. A person that lowers himself and makes himself a mekabel of the shefa of Hashem, he attaches himself to Hashem and says, God, please shower your blessings and shower life upon me. A person who's a humble person, who's a modest person, says, it's not all about me, but I'm on the receiving end. So then a person will get life. But somebody who thinks he has shlita over everybody else, he thinks he's the big boss, he thinks he could tell everybody else what to do. He's talking about the Mishnah Perkei Avos that says, Sna es harabanus. Hates positions of authority. Not that a person should hate those people who are in positions of authority, but a person in himself should hate being in a position of authority. He should hate the srara. Aval abal hasrara shua moshel al achavein osa atzma mekabel. See, he's not a mekabel. He doesn't make himself into a receiver. Rak pol moshel ba'acher. He's always telling everybody else what to do. Ein mekabel akim v'achayim. He can't accept the kim and the chayim from Hashem. Ki el achayim roya kabola. A person has to be a mekabel of the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia. Vein adam mikuyam rak bo yisparach. A person can't exist without Hashem. Ve'etzem achiyus ba'atzmu hu hakabola. L'fikach Hashem yisparach nikra mokar chayim. God is the source of our life. Ki ha'mokar mashpia tamid. Kein Hashem yisparach mashpia chayim tamid l'bnei adam kum ha'mokar zeh. U'l'fikach kol asher hu mashpia l'atzmu. A person that lowers himself, who mekabel akim and Hashem yisparach asher bonus la'kol aval harabanus v'hasrara ain osam atzmo mekabel rak osa atzmo moshel. And he says that on this pasuk. And the next piece I don't have time to do, but you should really read it. You should really read it. That a person who studies the Torah, aval Hashem yisparach is the dveikus kol ava dveikus oed banav v'yevshidei akim ayidei limud haTorah me'ava. If you learn Torah through ava, that's through learning Torah ba'ava, we mamish are accepting life upon ourselves. And that's what the Maharal says on this pasuk again. A person who attaches himself to Hashem Yisbar, who attaches himself to mitzvah, who attaches himself to Torah, we're going to say on Rosh Hashanah, Zachreinu l'chayim, el chavitz v'chayim, we all want a year of life, says the Maharal, Pshuto k'mashmo, in the end of Pashas and Tzavim, what's the secret to life? The secret to life is a person attaching himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, attaching, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makar achayim, he's the giver of life. So a person who is a baal srara, who thinks it's all about me, I'm going to lord myself over other people, see, he's not going to open himself up to life, but a person who's mashpil atzmo, who humbles himself, said, let me open myself up to Torah. Let me be on the receiving end of Torah. Let me be on the receiving end of my relationship with Hashem. So when such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on him, Ruchnius is mashpia on him, life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makar achayim. So the more a person attaches himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah, so the more a person opens himself up to receive life, to be written in the book of life, because the life comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom. So the more a person opens himself up and humbles himself to accept. That's what the Mishnah means. Snaras harabanus. That's what the Gemara Masechet Zedarim here means. Kashrim al etzbo secha. Lekach mefarish hakasav la'avat Hashem. Oh, that's what. Look at the very last line. Lekach mefarish hakasav la'avat Hashem alakecha. Sheyilman me'ava. Learn Torah me'ava. V'lo l'shem kavod. Right, this Mishnah is talking about the Mishnah which says in Pirkei Avos, right, don't make the Torah into something for your own benefit. Not for your own kavod. You're not going to learn Torah so they should call you a rabbi, so you should have kavod. You should learn Torah me'ava, v'lo l'shem kavod. She'az eino davek b'torah, kasher ein kavanah sarak, l'shem kavod, v'az eino davek bo yisparach. So hopefully during this time of Chodesh Elul, when we listen to the Parsha, we could accept upon ourselves the hashpa of Torah, the hashpa of Avas Hashem, and each one of us, in the merit of our small little acceptances, we're going to look through those actions that need to be fixed, and maybe one or two, one of them, just stick with one. One thing we're going to accept upon ourselves, one thing we're going to fix, and the merit of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should write us into the Sefer HaChaim. We should be written in the Book of Life, our families, and all of Beis Yisrael, should be written for Shnas Chayim, Bracha, Osher, V'Shalom, Hatzlach, and Ruchnis, and Gashmir, Zechol, Mili, Demetav. Once again, the shiur is sponsored by Rabbi Max N. Schreier and family, Lezecha Nishmas, Rebetzin, Toby, Shar, L'Hashalom, HaRabbanis, Toibabas, Reb Shapse, Alevi, Aleh, HaShalom. May her neshama have an aliyah in the merit of the Torah that we learned today. Okay.